So today we learn the Sicha of Matos Beis Chelek Yud Gimel, which focuses on the war that the Yidden waged against Midian. Interesting, in the unedited part of the Sicha, the Rebbe discussed why so few people were sent to war, even though it was such a difficult war that they needed Elazar HaKohen to show up with the tzitz and various miracles, and there's a lot of stories on Medrash how this war played out, and obviously it was a very spiritual war. But in the edited Sicha, the Rebbe focuses on a simple question. Why does the Pasuk have to go into such details about how many of each kind of animal was left? There's a lot of splitting and numbering and a lot of mathematics. And if you do have to write about it, then it doesn't seem like they write about everything, because what happened was that they conquered X amount of stuff, and then they were told to split it 50-50. The warriors got split up the 50%, and the rest of the Jewish people split up the 50%. The warriors had to give 1/500th of all they conquered to the Eibishter, to Hashem, and the Jewish people had to give from their half 1 out of 50. Which is basically 10% more. And although we go into tremendous detail about what the warriors had to give, it doesn't go into as much details as in the actual numbers about how much the Jewish people had to give from their 50%. And the question is, why does Rashi not address it? Because it's a simple question of Pshat Shalmikra. Why do we have so much details? Often when we have those questions, Rashi will address it and will explain that there's a lesson to be learned. What's the lesson? And why does Rashi expect us to figure it out by ourselves? The Ramban, Nachmanides, answers that the reason the Pasuk had to write this detail is because to tell you that not one animal had died from the time that the war had started till at the end when they had to split it. In other words, there was something miraculous about this. And therefore, it points out how many animals exactly. But first of all, it still doesn't answer why the part that the Levium had to give, the Levium had to receive 1 out of 50 from the Jewish people part, why we don't address it. And also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make miracles for no reason. Like, Avedei Kodesh Abrichu Nisa L'Magna, Hashem doesn't do reasons for no reason. So why is this a miracle? And if Hashem wants to make sure that Jewish people don't lose possessions, he can make another plan. But why did he have to make sure not one animal, nothing died at all? So the explanation is like this. If the Torah would have only said Hashem told them to split, and then Vayas Moshe, and Moshe did exactly the way he was told, then you have a simple question. The numbers, the mathematics, are too exact. Remember, we have to split these numbers first in half, then you have to split it in 1 out of 50, and then 1 out of 500. The numbers have to be so exact, unless you're cutting animals in parts. But what's fascinating is that what the Torah is coming to tell you, when the Torah starts telling you details, is that literally each number had the exact number mathematically so that you could split it. Now, this is not a against nature miracle. It's like the Rebbe brings the example of Avram being thrown into the fire and surviving. It's not that kind of miracle, but still, it is so mathematically impossible, or almost impossible, that it was a miracle, but not the kind of miracle where Hashem breaks nature, but rather just the odds are impossible. So the question is, why did Hashem do it? And the explanation in the words of the Pasuk is because the Pasuk said, Mimachtzisam tikachu, you have to split it from their half. Why did Hashem have to say, Mimachtzisam? He could have just said, just take, etc. And the answer is because the Eibishter wanted an exact mathematical split that it works out. Now, the question is, Hashem wanted them to split, but chances are, from when they started splitting hundreds of thousands of animals, chances are a lot of time passed until they finished counting, and then they had to split it in various different ways, and then give taxes, etc., etc. It's impossible that not one man or not one animal died. And if one of them had died, then the halves wouldn't be even anymore. So therefore, the Pasuk tells you the part of the Jewish people, to tell you that the 50% that went to the Jewish people and the 50% that went to the warriors was exact. Nobody died. Now, although this is not absolutely against nature, it is still a miracle, the way the Ramban said. But still, we don't have to go into the details of what 1 out of 50 is at this stage, because we already know it. In other words, we could do the math ourselves. So the Torah wanted to focus on the fact that the 50% and 50% went well and stayed exact. But there's still a question that's lacking. And the question is, why Taka, if he goes in the details of the 50% that went to the warriors, and he goes into so much shit, why not the 50% of Jew? And in the Ois Hei, the Rebbe goes and explains it according to Halacha. The Bahag, which is one of the great poskim, the Baal Halacha's Gedola, says that there is a mitzvah, in one of the 630 mitzvahs, to tax from the war of Midian. The Rambam argues, and he says, because it's not a mitzvah that's perpetual, it's not forever, it was just a once-off, it's not part of the mitzvahs. But the Ramban, back to the Ramban, explains the Bahag, and he says that it is a mitzvah neheges l'doros. And the Noi de Yehuda explains, what does that mean? Because only the 50% that the Jewish people had to give is not forever. But from the 50% that the warriors had to give, that's an eternal law. In other words, why does the Torah go into specifics on the numbers of the 50% that went to the warriors? Because that is Noyeg L'Doros. That goes to the future, and therefore the Torah decides to go into detail because it's a mitzvah that's Noyegeya. Now, it's a nice sikha. Nice, interesting sikha, especially according to the Noy de Yehuda, etc. But then the Hirah, the lesson that the Rebbe learns in the last Ois, is mind-blowing. The Rebbe says like this, from here we learn how amazing Hashem has mitzvahs that we do. How many things happen that are so unnatural, so uncommon, as the Rebbe says, just that the Jewish people should be able to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. I asked you for 50%, and that's exactly machtison you'll do. And how many things the Eibusher had to do in the past? The amount of animals that the people had to have in Midian, that they had to raise, the amount of human beings, the amount of everything that had to happen years in advance to get to the mathematical equation that the Jewish people should do the mitzvah. This is literally years in the making, how they raised their cattle, etc., etc., etc. Hashem orchestrated that the Jewish people should do a mitzvah perfectly. And from here we learn that even when there's a challenge in our mitzvah, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting you up in your life in a way that millions of things have been put into place for you to accomplish your mitzvah in the ultimate fashion, the way Hashem wants it and the way we are commanded to do it.